Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. It's been a while since I did a recording, so I'm just going to do a quick recording right now. One of the things I want to do a recording on is the review or process of the Kenwood Smoothie to Go. It's a smoothie maker, which I bought quite a while ago. Maybe more than a month ago. Sorry if you can hear background noise. It's a very sunny day here and there's local kids outside. So I've got my smoothie cup. It comes with two cups. One is a travel mug. So it's a very secure lid on it, so you can take your smoothie along with you. So we're going to start making a smoothie. Obviously, you can put whatever you know you want in the smoothie. But I've got some raspberries. The first thing I'm actually going to put in is the liquid. And I'm going to use almond milk. And I'm going to try and do this one-handed and hope for no spillages. So I need to unscrew the cap. I can figure out which way it's going. Let me pause this. Okay, I've unpaused, we're ready to go, and I'm gonna put some liquid in, like so. You know, how much liquid you wanna put in is really up to you. We leave that open so maybe we can top it up later. Now I have some raspberries in here, so I'm going to put some raspberries in. So, oops, I'm going to throw some of those in there, like so. And I dropped one, that can go in the bin. I've got some strawberries also here. So, and obviously strawberries are a bit bigger, obviously, than a raspberry. So I'm just going to undo the container. Open it up. Gorgeous strawberries. Now you're gonna cut these. I cut them into, you can cut them into small pieces if you want, or you can just cut them into halves, you know. That's up to you and what you want. Obviously they take up quite a bit of space. So, you know, maybe if you cut them into smaller pieces, you know, you can fit more in if you've a lot of ingredients to go in here. So, and obviously these strawberries come in all sorts of sizes. Some are big, some are small, some are obviously massive. So we're going to cut these. This isn't the easiest thing to do one-handed. And we're going to have a few more. I love strawberries. Problem with strawberries are they just go off very, very fast. So you just need to use them up quite quickly. So we've got some strawberries here. Now, that looks a massive one. We use that and we'll cut this one up. But this smoothie maker is very, very easy. It doesn't take up much space in the kitchen at all. So you can easily store it away if that's what you want. Put that in there. And that'll do for now. We may come back later. Now I have a banana. And I'm going to open the wrapping. 1 second. Okay, we're back here. I cut the ingredients. Sorry, I decided to cut the apple. Open the bag and cut the apple and everything away from you, sorry about that, because it was just too hard to do one-handed. Now, on the guide, there's a maximum capacity, which is 500 mils. And they tell you not to go above that. So, so I'm going to put in a small bit of pure yummy honey, because it's pretty nice to add a bit of honey to flavour it a bit. Not too much. And that is our smoothie. Now, what I also bought is a bit of baby leaf spinach. So I'm gonna, for the first time, try and open this. Otherwise, one-handed. Let me see. So, and I'm gonna actually try, attempt to use some spinach. Not too much, because of course, I've sort of, I can push it down, I suppose. Yeah, I can push it down. Yeah, this is going to be the first time to try. I'll put in a bit more of the spinach, because it's good for you. Right, that'll do. So, I've got a little blade, and I'm going to screw it in. You screw the cap in. And we're going to just do this, make sure it's tight without cutting you off. Now it seems to be tight. And now I'm going to, you tip it upside down. And you have to literally screw it into place. So let me screw it into place. Okay, I think you're still going. And when it's screwed into place, it won't turn on unless it's screwed in place. So there are settings off, obviously, low or high. So you can just put it to whatever you want. Now we can go to low. Now, it mustn't be screwed in because it's not going on. Lock it into place now. Now you can hear it. And basically what I'm going to do is you're going to keep going till you've seen all the ingredients are absorbed, right? So you could go for a good 30 seconds to a minute. Wouldn't want to go much over a minute. So I'm just going to pause it as you've heard the sound. So, and then we'll carry on in a minute. Now we're back again. So I'm going to unlock it. You can literally just twist it and turn it. And depending on what consistency you like the smoothies at, if you like them thicker, you know, you can adjust the time depending on you know, what you want, basically. If you want it less, you can do it that. If you want it more, you can do it more. You can do it less, you know what I mean? And a lot of these cases, it's a situation where it's trial and error, basically. What works for you, and you can try so many different ingredients. I'm just going to put the strawberries in a tight bag because now I've sort of ripped open the container. There's no way to keep it in there. So yeah, so this is it. So then basically you just unscrew the cap or the where the blade is, and your smoothie is there. And it's very easy to clean. You're better off cleaning straight away. Otherwise it just gets, you know, more messier to do it later, you know. But I have to say I'm really, really happy with it. And it gets some great reviews. Like I say, I normally just plug it out and store it on near our kitchen window. Like I say, you could store it where you want. It's perfect there. And it's amazing. It really is. So I'm going to go have my lunch, my smoothie, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. So it again, just to reiterate, this is a Kenwood smoothie to go with the number 2, and you can find it on Amazon. I think it's on sale in Currys and it's on sale in Argos, so it's well worth it. You won't regret it. Bye bye.